The headline on the front page of today's New York Times reads, "An agent, a green card, and a demand for sex." The story involves a 22-year-old woman from Colombia, married to an American citizen who's applying for a green card. An immigration agent said he'd help her if she had sex with him. The young woman recorded her conversation with him on her cell phone, which was hidden in her purse, and she brought it to the New York Times. In the tape, he can be heard saying he wouldn't ask for sex too often, just once or twice.
Once or twice, you know, I see you. Because I don't have nobody I need, you know. I need love, too.
We're joined now by New York Times reporter Nina Bernstein. She wrote today's story. Nina, this young woman, whose name we won't be using because she's considered the victim of a sex crime, what was her legal status when all this began, and why was it so important to her to get that green card approval?
This young woman had come to the United States in 2004 on a tourist visa and overstayed. When she married a U.S. citizen, she had a chance to adjust her status from illegal to legal. But if her green card wasn't approved, she would be facing deportation. Besides that, she had had a series of family tragedies back in Colombia. Her two brothers were killed, and she was desperate, really, to go home, visit her parents, and still be able to come back to the U.S. legally. None of that was possible without the green card.
And as you write, she goes in to apply for this green card, and the agent says to her, "Give me your cell phone number." He calls
right.
her. What happens next?
Well, he started to call her 3 days later. She was summoned to his car, and when she got there, he demanded sex.
And according to her claims, what did he say would happen if she didn't comply?
The agent was hinting, she said. He could have her relatives deported.
So she agrees to his request. And then at this meeting, he told her that to make sure she was serious, he wanted her to perform oral sex with him right at that moment. Let's take a listen to her reaction. Nina, it was very clever of this young woman to record all of this on her cell phone so that she had evidence. How did she think to do that?
I think this young woman was smart, but I think she was also desperate. She was afraid to call the police. She was afraid, and so were her relatives, that this agent could retaliate against her if she didn't go to the meeting. So I think this was something that the three of them came up with together, she and two relatives who were perhaps older and wiser, and she put the cell phone in her purse, walked to the car, and actually her relatives watched from a parked car, they said, behind the agents, because they were so afraid that he might drive away with her and hurt her in some way.
This case is not an isolated case, as you write in today's story. Claims of corruption happen throughout the country at immigration offices. What do they usually involve, and how is the situation being dealt with?
To be fair, there are, of course, hundreds and thousands of transactions, and obviously there are many agents who are fine and upstanding. But there has been a problem with corruption that involves demanding money for documents, and there's increasing desperation by immigrants for legal status, especially people who are in this gray area like this young woman, who have a chance for a path to citizenship, but if they're denied, the alternative is pretty grim. There's been an effort to increase the investigators, but on the other hand, there really isn't any obvious posted method for people to make a complaint to the immigration agency itself. And what I was told is that immigrants who feel they've been the victim of wrongdoing should really go to any law enforcement agency they trust. And that's the question. Who do they trust?
Nina Bernstein of the New York Times, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
The immigration agent in this case has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He's also been suspended without pay. If convicted, he faces up to 7 years in prison.